Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. A little technical difficulty today. We're signing on not ordinarily. This is a special feature, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize for the brief intermission. We have a special show for you this evening. You got your Omi Inca 7 here live, coming to you right from my living room. I am your emperor, the one that will serve you. I am your advocate, the one you need, and I'm your advisor, the one you want. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Mother's Day special. I had to come on this evening. You know how it is. It's time for us ladies to kick it up once again. And it is also time for us to say Happy Mother's Day to all the women around the world. Happy Mother's Day to all those ladies out there who have children who have not said Happy Mother's Day to you. I'm saying it in place of those youngsters. Once again, this is a special feature show. We're going to have live music, and we're going to have a guest on who actually is the artist of the music. Isn't that fantastic? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been working all night to get this young man online. He is the outstanding groovers in this time and century. He is also one of the most fabulous renditions of the new neon type of music. So you want to get your hands ready for clapping and slapping and high-fiving and saying, boy, was that man groovy. Now, we're going to get you back into the swing of dancing because you know you're out of touch with dancing because we haven't did so much of that in the last couple of months. But we're going to get our dancing shoes on, and I'm going to put you on hold right now while I go and get my dancing shoes on. So listen to the train as the train gang comes through. Take five. Welcome back, family. You have Yomika live in the audience with you today. And happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers-to-be and those mothers who already have youngsters. Youngsters, stop and take a moment to say happy Mother's Day to your mother. And if you want to call in and tell me how much you love your mother and why you think she's special, you can call in on that dial at 646-478-0270. Pick up those phone lines right now and call in. I want you to do this because it's very important. I decided to open up my airways today, ladies and gentlemen, not normally on Saturday, but because it's Mother's Day, I wanted to kick it up with you. So get your dancing shoes on, and we're going to get out there on that floor and do a line dance in a minute. But before we do that, I want to welcome my guest here. This is Cal Marshall. Cal Marshall is a young man that I met at the Project 2019 conference. Cal performed at that performance. He performed so well that he impressed me enough to get his phone number, and I got a copy of his new CD. Cal is an entertainer. His mother also is an accompanying pianist, and we want to wish her a very happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Marshall. Your son, Marsh, your son, Cal, wants to also wish you a happy Mother's Day, and we're going to greet him in a second and have him come on and give us more details about him. He is an artist of long time. I understand other people in his family are also artists and musicians. Cal has been accompanied by his mother. She's a pianist. But also Cal has been singing with Albertina Walker. And I think he may have even backed up Aretha Franklin. I'm not certain. I'm going to let him clarify that. But he's been around the block a few times. And he's going to allow us to play his new CD here live in the Carteret Room. Let me go and welcome Cal. Welcome, Cal, to the Carteret Room. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. I am so excited to be on your show and saying hello to all of your fans. I truly appreciate this time.
Well, you're quite welcome, Cal. You definitely are deserving. The way you performed at that function at the Project 2019, it was awesome. I mean, so awesome and touching that my favorite song you did, A Change Is Gonna Come. I'm going to ask you to do that one for me before we play your CD, because that song is one that touches my heart so dearly. Are you up for it, Cal? Just as an introduction, A Change Is Going to Come. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I can do that for you. And I want to wish you and all the other mothers a happy Mother's Day. My mother actually is listening and told me to tell you thank you for wishing her one as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Tell her I said thank her for having you on the show, and I look forward to having both of you back as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, Cal is going to do that special song I love so well, A Change Is Going to Come. Go ahead on, Cal. Do your thing, man.
All right. I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Oh, I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. Now, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change has got to come. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Thank you so much, Cal. Cal, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cal Marshall. Can you give it up for Cal Marshall wherever you are? Give it up for the brother. I'm going to give him a train introduction for that. Go ahead on, Cal. Yes, I'm talking about right here in the Carteret Room, folks. Go ahead, Cal. You're on your way, brother. Right on, Cal. I love that song. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And ladies, if you haven't been sung to today, you have been sung to by Cal Marshall. He is the one and only Cal Marshall that uniquely has that genuine mellow voice. I love the voice. I love what he's done with the songs that I'm going to be introducing you to. I have two of his tracks that I want to introduce you to. One is called Windows Post It, and number two is Disappear. We're going to play that first cut for you, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you enjoy it. This is from Cal Marshall. Enjoy.
Tell me, what drove you to write such lyrics
What was on your mind?
Well, you know, when I was, when the poem was actually written, it was actually written between me and my one of the greatest producers I've ever worked with in my life, Zach Crawford. He's a young guy, and he and I were talking, and he was like, you know, when you talk to somebody and you're trying to, you know, pursue a girl, pursue a woman, what's your way of doing it? And I was like, well, you know, for me, I'm not really that aggressive when it comes to pursuing. I'm like, I'm very laid back. I'm the type of person who would sit down, wait a while, see everybody else get turned down, and then come up to them and say, hey, how you doing? This is my name. This is what, you know, this is what I do. And probably, you know, hum a little something to them, you know, sing, you know, do a, you know. And that's my way of, you know, coming about, you know, getting the number. Since I am a young guy, you know, I'm 23. And so with that being the case, we said, okay, so you window posting. I'm like, huh? And we started going back and forth, and we started creating the lyrics, and it just lyrically became the way it's my swag. And
okay.
And it's the way that I operate when I'm out, when I'm, and I'm someone who definitely believes in class, ethics, values, morals, and doing everything in order. And
well, that's
my mother taught me
that. So important. Cal, let me zone in a little bit. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When did you first start writing music? And were you always into either writing the lyrics or predominantly singing? I see you have a gift for both. When did you start, and what part of this occasion of training came in the area of church, and where did you start, and what area of instrumentals? I mean, your mother's an instrumentalist. Do you play any instruments, and what church did you attend? I have a wealth of questions, so I'll let you zone in on any of those questions, and we definitely want to know how can we find your CD as well.
Okay, well, I actually grew up in church. I started singing in the womb. My mother was playing for a church. The church I belong to is Destiny Worship Center, Pastor DeAndre Patterson. And I have to say that, unfortunately, I do play an instrument. I play the drums, unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because I am not the best drum player. I can tap here and there. I can keep a beat and help you along, but my brother is an amazing drummer. His name is Jesse Marshall, and I truly, truly, truly have to give my mom props for training me on how to sing, for giving me, you know, the lessons in life, lessons of being humble and being obedient and being open to criticism, because being an artist, that's one thing that I have found I've had to definitely deal with, you know, criticism. It's so wonderful that you would play my music, because I've truly been in positions where people have said I could not sing and can't sing. So to be in this position now, it really makes me feel so valued. It makes me feel as though my work is definitely growing and becoming better and more professional and becoming, you know, liked. As far as people getting my music, they can actually friend me on Facebook, Cal Marshall, that's KalMarshell on Facebook. At yahoo.com is the email address to reach me, along with my phone number if you need to book me. Booking number is 847-942-4810. Once again, 847-942-4810. And also I'm on reverbnation.com. That's R-E-V-E-R-B nation.com. And that's where you can get my music, my ringtones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cal is going to be on some other stations, such as On Stage. You're going to be able to find him on stage because we're going to pull him on there. And we are going to be doing some things together in the future, I pray. And if it be,
yes,
inshallah, God's will, that this young man, we're going to do some things together as a family group. And I saw your mother and you as a family group, and I so badly wanted one of my youngsters to be able to play drums, that I put him in drum lessons, and they play djembe drums. And my son has been on stage with me in my place, and I know exactly how you feel, Cal, working with your mother. I wasn't able to perform in Europe on national TV, and my son went in my place. He actually lip-synced during the time, but he got paid for it. So now he feels he's a natural musician, but he didn't have to sing. However, I love the fact that your mother and you are doing the family thing, and at the same time, she doesn't have a problem with you doing your own thing with the neon singing and the house music, and that's a great thing because sometimes you can get caught up in church, and that's all they want you to do is church music. I'm a jazz singer and a blues singer, and people say, well, how could you be an evangelist and still sing the blues? I said, baby, I was brought up by the blues, and if it wasn't for the blues and me listening to my family, I'd never be a singer. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of those great people you performed with, Carol. I understand that Albertina Walker, and was I correct in saying Aretha Franklin, and I know it's many others. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with those people?
Yes, well, my experience with all those, with so many amazing singers, Aretha Franklin, Albertina Walker, Shirley Caesar, all those people, it's been an amazing ride. I have been able to do backgrounds for singing in choirs for major events, gospel fest, singing front of the stage, big stages, and it's been such a great honor to be able to meet those people and sing background, learn their music, and really just work it, and be able to see the professionalism of a gospel singer. But vice versa, it's also been an amazing opportunity for me to also sing for R&B artists like Aretha, like, you know, Fantasia, and all these other major artists who, you know, sing secular music and see the difference in the performance, the difference in the energy, and really to understand the power of music, you know?
Well, you know, Cal, it's interesting. I wasn't looking for a music career when I went to Europe, and I believe that what is in the plan for you will happen. I accidentally tripped over an opportunity to receive a contract within 2 weeks of meeting a gentleman by the name of Bob Jackson, who became my manager in Europe. And lo and behold, I went for an audition, and next I found out I was given a lifetime contract as long as I stayed in Europe. So it was a blessing, and I know God had to have something to do with this. And I want to stop right now because I want to stop and give acknowledgement to my higher self and to my ministers and to ministers and new minister, Clifford Turner. All these people were responsible for molding me, and I want to give props to them, and I want to thank my higher self because when I don't stop and give the acknowledgement where it's due, sometimes we can let flesh get in the way, and I don't want flesh to get in the way today, and we want to stop. We always do something in this room. I want to give a dedication to my mother's spirit and my father's spirit, and I pour a libation to both my mother and father because they're deceased, and Cal, it's very important that I acknowledge them because I've gone a long way from Indiana all the way to Europe to be on the billboards and sing with the Jackson Singers. I feel humble and honored, and I have to pay homage to them, and I want to say I pay homage to my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. I pay homage to my mother's spirit, and I say Ashe.
Ashe.
I light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity to be before you. We're nothing but filthy rags. We know that there's no good thing in us. This flesh has no good thing in it and is unworthy and could not merit enough. But, Father, as we humble ourselves, we ask you to get flesh out of the way. As we press flesh down and kill the old man every day, let spirit come first. And let us always be reminded that it's not ourselves that we lean on, but upon your direction and guidance. We thank you for the opportunity and for the gift of voice. We thank you for the opportunity to speak and praise you and be a representative and ambassador for you, Lord. And, Father, we pray that Cal this day, we will decree that he will become an ambassador for you. He will go beyond the boundary lines and to other countries and lift up his voice and sing for you. We anoint this young man that his voice and vocal cords will be anointed to speak truth and to write lyrics that are beautifully said, and those words will prevail, and you will watch over his words to perfect them, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity here today, and Father, we bless Cal and his mother both as they start their journey. We say to God be the glory. Cal, I always have to stop and humble myself because sometimes people can say, oh, but you sang with this person. I did opening night for MC Light in Europe. was it an occasion. I mean, I got to go to the back room with MC Light. I did a dedication to Princess Diana with Joan Faulkner and LaBouche. And it was my greatest opportunity with this group called the Jackson Singers. So I am humble because I know none of this would have happened had it not been for God's plan. You know, man yeah. plans, but God is the best of planners. And yeah. what do you say about that? And I want you to say some time to give acknowledgement to your pastors and to those who helped mold you. So go right ahead.
Well, I want to give honor to God. I want to say thank you to every minister who has imparted words of wisdom, every minister who has imparted words of peace, understanding, every minister who has prayed for confidence, self-esteem, who has given me the opportunity to really grow into being the human being I am now. I also want to give thanks to my mother, my grandmother, my family for supporting me, my father for being who he is, and I just really thank everybody who has ever taken the time to truly just sit down and listen to me sing and appreciate my gift that I truly believe God has given me. And I truly thank him.
I thank him for you, Cal, because I was not on my way to Project 2019's event, but I know it was in the plans that I should meet you. And Chuck found it necessary to keep trying that line until he got me. The main reason I was there was to meet you and your mother. So I thank God for putting me in the right place because I know great things are going to come out of you and your mother. I saw it in a vision. I saw you doing some great things, and I so badly wanted to connect you to Europe at that point to even do an audition over in Europe for the Jackson Singers. What they do is they scout out for various different Jackson Singers, and when they bring them in, they try to take them on tour and give them an experience. Europe is a fabulous place to demonstrate and display your talent. I hope you and your mother get a chance to perform abroad and get involved with some of the traditional gospel singers as well as the jazz singers. It's wide open. There's very limited here, and I hate to say that I've been pretty much laid back in my career since I've been here. I plan to change that, and I also plan to see what is available for me to go back to Europe to perform.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you a question about your mother. Is your mother a soloist also?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Is your mother a soloist also?
My mother is a fabulous solo artist, and she is one of the greatest singers I have ever met. And I'm so grateful that she's my mother. So grateful. She has a 7-octave range. She's been singing her whole life. She sung background for Marvin Gaye before he was murdered. My mother is a fabulous, fabulous singer, and she's one of Destiny Worship Center with DeAndre Pastor. She's one of the solo, you know, premier soloist singers. So it's very, 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 I'm very blessed to have her as a mother. And
yes,
as a,
you are. You are so blessed. I didn't know that. I'm among some generation of music. If you don't mind, listening audience, I want to play another one of Cal's cuts here, and I want you to listen to the words of it because I am very impressed with the this one is called Disappear, okay? And I'm going to put that on, Cal, so everyone enjoy.
It's D.A.
About to close, so tell me what's gonna happen. Am I going with you? How you coming with me? My girl's not around, and your man just set you free. girlfriends are waiting. So what you wanna do? Your girlfriend can come too.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that is the appropriate song, our time we're all out of. But I want to say, Cal, I'll be playing your songs throughout the month of May and possibly during the month of June. So you're going to get a lot of playing time here in this room. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go out to his website, and he's going to repeat that again for you, and purchase his CD. Patronize this young man, a local right here in Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to say again, Cal Marshall, you're on your way to something bigger and better. Cal, can you give us any date that you might be performing locally to the listening audience? And give us your phone number and your website again so they could purchase your CD.
All righty. Thank you so much. The phone number is 847-942-4810. The website is Cal Marshall on Facebook. That's all. K-A-L-M-A-R-S-H-E-L-L on Facebook.com. If you want to purchase my music, my two songs that are out, and my ringtones, you can purchase those on ReverbNation.com. That's Reverb, R-E-V, as in Victor, E-R-B, Nation.com. I hope to see you all, hear you all. My next major thing coming up is October. I'm going to my full CD release listening party. So hopefully you all will keep on hearing me. And come October, I will see you guys at my CD release opening party. I truly appreciate this time.
All right. And you're welcome, Cal. Thank you so very much. I'll be back in touch. Please do give me a call. And we're going to get on that train, that knowledge train. Cal, once you get on with us, we're on our way out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for Mother's Day. You've been very fabulous. We're kicking it up for Mother's Day. This is the day for Ladies Night. Come on in and ride out with us on the knowledge train. Thank you so very much, Cal, and I hope to talk with you soon. And we've enjoyed your music. Ladies and gentlemen, Cal Marshall, you heard it here in the Care to Read Room. Go on out and buy that CD. And happy Mother's Day to all of you. Cal, if you have any specials going on for Mother's Day, please let them know when they hit you up. This is the time to buy those love songs for your lady, your mother. Please, gentlemen, go out and buy that CD. You'll love it. Cal, thank you so much. We'll be back in touch. And we're out of here. This is the last call for the train. We're gone now. We're gone. We're gone. We'll see you on Double. And doing to you, y'all. Ho! 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 We'll see you on Monday at 10:30 p.m.